everyone, welcome back to Read Inspire Laugh podcast. I'm so happy to be back with a brand new season, and I have a great guest to start off the season with me. Welcome Ishan, welcome back to Read Inspire Laugh podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, how about you?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hello, my name is Ishan. I'm happy to be back on the podcast. I'm in 7th grade. I love to play soccer, play music, solve all kinds of Rubik's Cubes, play chess and do math.
How many Rubik's Cubes do you own?
Well, they're not all exactly cubes, but 15.
Wow, that's awesome. And as a middle schooler, it looks like you have a very, very busy schedule.
I do. I have a lot of friends and I have a lot of extracurricular activities.
That's awesome. You should keep yourself busy. What's the book that you have chosen to share with us today?
The book that I've chosen to share is called Trapped in a Video Game by Dustin Brady. And the illustrator of the book is Jesse Brady. And the genre is science fiction.
I'm already excited to hear about the storyline because it seems like a very thrilling and adventurous kind of story.
Yes, it definitely is. It keeps you on your toes and you always feel like, oh God, what's going to happen next?
Yeah, so take us through the main idea.
So the main idea of the story is that you should be confident in your decisions and that you should always think for yourself. And it's about how two friends get sucked into the video game called Full Blast. And one of them is like, okay, I just want to leave now. I just want to go back home. Uh-huh. But the other's like, I want to explore. I want to stay here.
Yeah, that does sound like a curious and adventurous mindset, but at the same time, like, you know, foolish.
Yes. It's very, 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 very foolish and risky.
So, what are the main challenges you think that the protagonist has faced in this story?
So, a lot of the challenges is that his best friend Eric, who went into the game with him, was not really listening to Jesse, the protagonist, his decisions, and Jesse had some good ideas because they got several chances to leave the game, but Eric always said, hey, it'll be fun, let's just stay here and see later we can leave. But then as they went farther into the game, they noticed that there's no option to go home. So they were like, oh God, what do we do now? And they had to try escaping by going farther in the game.
Wow, you always have that one person who wants to be the risk taker, right?
Yes, definitely.
Have you ever come across a situation in your own, school environment or, you know, other places where you go for clubs or anything, where you had to deal with like a friend who might want to do something other than what you want to do, and how have you handled this conflict?
It's usually in like a situation where me and my friends, we kind of get bullied by someone, so my other friends want to like bully them back to get revenge, but I always think like, what benefit will it have if you bully them back? It's not gonna heal you. So I just tell them that, and then they still don't listen, but I at least don't bully them back.
So you just get yourself away from the situation?
I try to, but then I feel like if I tell a grown-up, I'll be considered a tattletale, so I don't really know if I want to tell someone.
Yeah, that's a good response, I guess. You know, video games are really fun, but they can really, really also... You can get addicted to them.
Yes.
You can lose track of time. So how do you think that playing video games may or may not help your creativity and, you know, brain health?
So video games, the thing is, they can be good for your brain. Like, there are some games like Legend of Zelda or Goro Goa. They're both games that exercise your brain a lot with different kinds of puzzles. And that's good for your brain, and it keeps you like you want to do more puzzles and you think it's interesting and your brain is working hard. But then after that, like, video games can be really unhealthy because they literally deplete the brain cells from your brain. And the other thing is that when you're bored at home, you can just go play video games, and being bored is actually really good for you because it forces your brain to think creatively. So it's just being addicted to video games is not good because that will be all you're thinking about. So when you're in a different situation, you might like zone out just thinking of video games or something in class.
Exactly. So how do you divide your time, or let's say, like, you know, just give us some points so that the listeners also know when you really want to efficiently manage your time playing video games and doing your other playful stuff or your homework and, you know, other extracurricular activities. What is good amount of time weekly would you say, like, you know, it's good to play video games and help your creativity?
Well, there's like, I think maybe like, I there's not video games in general, even like 15 minutes is bad for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, an entire week, because your brain cells are still depleting. Mm-hmm. But if you play on like weekends, I guess like that's like, since you have time on weekends, at least for me, I can play video games on weekdays, but it's just like I don't get time though. So I would just play on weekends when I do have time. But then when it's like, it would usually be in like the evening, like when it's still appropriate to be awake. Mm-hmm. But when the sun's gone down, because I usually, when I have free time and the sun is out, I always just enjoy playing outside with my friends. So it's just, I don't like wasting sunlight, basically.
So what would you say is a moderate time frame? Like in a week?
Half an hour, like maybe 25 minutes or 15 minutes. 15 to 25 minutes is perfect, I think.
That's awesome. And how do you not get addicted to playing all the time?
So one thing I like to do is just completely focus on wherever I am. Like, it is way harder than it sounds. That it's way harder than it sounds. Generally, but it is like, just try to focus on that. Like, almost try to create like a completely different like mindsets for different areas. Mm-hmm. And then like associate the people around you with those mindsets. So when you start talking to those, this is what I do at least. I try to sort of group people or different things in that mindset. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in that area, my brain switches to that different mindset and I'm able to get away from that video game mindset.
Right. So you just categorize your tasks, right? You get ahead of time, like, you know, you say, okay, this time I'm going to focus
and
on this.
One thing I like to do it for time management is just like working backwards. So it's like, do this by this time so I can then move on to the next thing, like that kind of thing. Time management is really important.
That's awesome. So, you know, in this book, the boys get trapped. There is no way for them to come out. And, you know, I'm assuming like finally they do. And but have you ever, let's say, have had a nightmare where you are sucked into a video game? And, you know, if that's the situation, what would you possibly do?
If I was in a video game, I would scream and run in circles for a very, very long time. But then after a point, I'd try to think, how could I get out of the game? Because I won't really want to like explore or anything. I just want to get out. But the thing is, usually in these books, time sort of runs differently in video games. Like in this game, mm-hmm. they're in the game for like years, but when they come out, it's only been a few minutes, like yes. 15 minutes.
So. Yes. So, okay. Yeah, I get it.
That's almost like how it is in the game itself. Like almost the opposite though, where it feels like it's been a really short time, but it's actually been like 2 hours. It's almost the opposite in real life.
Right.
It's just your brain just wanders and then you lose track of time, like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This book definitely seems like a very gripping one for our listeners. And are you reading any other books? Are you enjoying a certain series now?
So another series I'm enjoying is called Wings of Fire, and it's about different groups of dragons and their different tribes, which I really enjoyed. That's
wonderful. So friends, if you are into sci-fi book genre or fantasy book genre, please give Trapped in a Video Game a go. Read it and find out how the boys finally get out of the video
also,
game.
I'd like to say there are many other books in the Trapped in a Video Game series, and I just finished the first one, so I have a long way ahead. So I'm excited to read the rest of the books.
That's awesome. So listeners, you did hear that there are multiple books in this series. So go ahead, start reading this and find out for yourself how the boys get out of their video game, Eric and Jesse, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Ishan. Thank you for coming back to Read, Inspire, Laugh, and for this wonderful book review. We really enjoyed talking to you, and I hope like you read more series and come back and tell us all about it.
Yes, I will definitely enjoy if I can be on this podcast again.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. We will see you again on a very great episode once again soon. Thank you.